This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 6/8/21, show number 281. Well, Nick, coin's different. You know, you just ignore all market forces, ignore all the wisdom that we have achieved over the years in financial markets, all the knowledge, everything else, because you know what? You got to hodl it, right? You got to hodl.
I mean, just yesterday we talked about the bearish pattern that was being formed on the charts just above the 200-day moving average. Now here we are going down, basically almost testing the lows from May 19th. And again, if those lows are breached on a weekly close, you're going to see this thing go right down to 21,000. It may get down there. If it breaches now, it probably does a little pit stop at 25,000, ultimately goes down to 21. But this thing is in some trouble right now. The trend is now down. The strength of the trend is built. Building, and all we can say is that we hopefully help some people out.
Hey, well, if you took out a home equity line of credit and invested the proceeds in cryptos, you might not be feeling real good today.
No, you're probably not. But if you look at, you know, the pattern on the chart, when this thing went to 60,000, 65,000, there was a good amount of accumulation taking place. It got to 65,000, it came down, then it made a lower high back at 60,000. There were some good volume bars in there as well. And that just tells me that the people now in this, you know, they're not the strongest of holders. So I have to think that we're going to see 21,000 pretty shortly.
Hey, and if it sounds like we're gloating, it's because we're gloating here, but not so much we're happy that people lost money. What we're gloating about is that you really need to understand markets and chart patterns and everything else. And that regardless what the asset class involved, when you look at a chart, it tells you a lot of things that you could not otherwise learn. And just to jump on a bandwagon with everyone else out there and think you're going to become a multi-zillionaire, it's naive, it's misguided, and potentially can be very dangerous to your financial health.
Yeah, and you know, Kerry, to add to that, in April, I couldn't walk in the supermarket, local supermarket where I live, without, you know, 10 or 15 people jumping all over me asking me about Bitcoin. And I would tell them, I would steer clear of it. I don't own it personally. I don't love it. I would never be a buyer up here, and I think it's going to fall. And we said it back when it was around 60,000, 65,000, that had gone parabolic on the monthly chart. Not only that, well, we posted charts and showed them that as well. So, you know, there's no surprises where it is. Hopefully people listened. And you know, I know for a fact that we did help out some people because we got lots and lots of emails saying thank you. So that's a good thing. But this still isn't over. The Bitcoin demise is still in play. And, you know, you still got to be careful here for those of you that picked it up on that last dip. That dip is being tested, and I don't think there are a lot of strong holders here, so you got to be careful.
All right, so in case you didn't get the idea, hodling in any asset class is never a good thing, unless you're even if you're holding a piece of prime New York real estate, New York City real estate. Look what's happened there. So just keep that in mind. What are the markets doing today, Nick?
Today we have the markets a little bit mixed. We're seeing some weakness in the Dow. It's just down 45 points. That's a decline of 0.13%. We see some weakness in the S&P 500. That's down less than 0.1%. The strength is really coming in tech. That's up about 0.25%. And the Russell 2000 acted really well yesterday and is acting well today again. That is up 0.6%. That represents small caps. So right now we're seeing little money rotation going on. Money's coming out of those industrial areas, and it's going more so into the small caps and into technology. Another thing, if I may add, Kerry, is that we're seeing a big run in the meme names again. The Dash for Trash, you have GameStop up $50 today, AMC, movie theater chain up 6%, and COS up another 9%. That thing's trading at $30 a share right now.
Hey, and at least with COS, you know that the founders had the good sense to cash out a lot of their shares. So that tells you the confidence that they have in their own company, which is named after them. It's the heirs of, I think it was Henry COS, but don't quote me on it, Mr. COS. that's how I knew them. And now they took their opportunity a few weeks back. Well, when it first hit, they dumped stock and they, for $45 million, they still own like three quarters of the company all these years later. But I think in one financial move, they made more than their father made in his whole lifetime on the company. So
yeah, and to add to that, we see a lot of insider selling in AMC as well. And that's up another 6% today, trading at around $58.35. So, you know, again, people are taking advantage of these really off the wall moves. I don't know what any other term to use. I'm just going to say it's off the wall. But this is what's happening when you have this naked short selling going on and all of these things that should never be taking place. You have these imbalances out there, and there are institutions that have now figured it out. Maybe it's with the help of the Wall Street Bets crowd, maybe not. But this is institutional money playing right now. And this is going on all over the market.
I love that. So institutional money has discovered the meme stocks, huh?
That's right. And, you know, this is not the little guy bullying it around. These things are trading good volume. They're moving in big increments. And that's just telling you it's a lot of institutional capital that is pushing it.
All right. Finally, gold and silver taking a breather today, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if we could put it in any other better term than that. I mean, gold futures are down $2.40, trading at $18.96. I actually love to see what I'm seeing for gold. I mean, this is what you want to see. You want to see gold sit back. You want to see it relax. And that's telling us everything that we need to know. Right now, when you look at the gold market, this is perfect consolidation. So far, so good. And we'll let the market, you know, tell us a little bit more. I think this is really, really good action so far.
All right. Well, this is what we like to hear. Hey, by the way, for you out there, summer trading doldrums, we're going to do the show three times per week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So don't panic on a Tuesday or Thursday if you don't see the YouTube up there or the podcast, but we're taking it a little easy. However, Nick has assured me if there's any market craziness on a particular day, we'll do it that day, regardless if it's a Tuesday or Thursday. So we just want you to know. And if you want to be able to trade the way Nick does and hopefully capture some of his success, then you need to go to inthemoneystocks.com. You'll find out all the information you need there. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And please send me your emails to my address, kl@kerrylutz.com. We've got a few saved up and we're going to talk about them next week. Nick, have a good rest of the day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.